Raja Khoury, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Tell me, why are Arabs coming to Canada in such large numbers at this time?
Well, I mean, there are three reasons Arabs come to Canada. One is fleeing conflict or security situations such as Syria, Iraq, and the like, or Egypt, for cops in Egypt, for instance. And then there's your traditional refugees coming from also places like Iraq and Syria, for instance. Over 20,000 refugees were relocated from Iraq to Canada between 2008 and 2012, which is a very large number. And recently the Canadian government announced that it will be relocating 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next 3 years to Canada as well. And then thirdly, you have the economic refugees leaving places like, for instance, Morocco, Algeria, Egypt, to some extent, who are relocating or, immigrating to Canada for better economic opportunities for themselves and or for their children. These are qualified people with degrees in engineering and medicine and other disciplines who are not finding sufficient economic opportunities in their countries, and more so, they are not very hopeful about what can happen to their children and the opportunities that will be available to their children. So they make the difficult move to Canada.
Is Canada a preferred destination when there are other receiver countries, as they're called, Australia, New Zealand, other places that could offer a new life as well?
It is a preferred destination. We do, however, compete with places like Australia for the best and brightest. It becomes a matter of do you already have family in such a place? That would certainly make it easier for you to make a choice. I can tell you from my own experience when my wife and I immigrated to Canada 26 years ago.
From where?
We were living in Athens at the time. We were both born in Lebanon, but we were living in Athens, and Lebanon was in the middle of civil war back in the late 80s. So we wanted a place where we could settle down, and we applied to both Canada and Australia, and both countries accepted us. And then the choice was, Australia, as far as we were concerned, was in the middle of nowhere. We knew no one there, whereas Canada was in proximity to the United States, where we had friends and relatives, and that, that kind of makes a difference. But, also immigration policies in Canada have encouraged people to choose this country. And
how so?
Being based on, the point system, when the point system was introduced, and allowing people to qualify, based on their educational qualifications and work experience and language skills and so on. So it was it's an open system. It's a very transparent system that opened the door to large numbers of people who basically fit the requirements. So that was a draw. And then, we are now looking to see, we are going to do some research on the changes since 2012 to immigration policy and how that might impact future numbers coming to Canada, because, the numbers have been high. The Arab world has been the second highest source of immigration to Canada for a number of years now. And that's, for good reason. So we want to see if the change in policy might impact that level of immigration.
And what are Arab people finding when they get here?
The adjustment process is difficult for some. Finding work it tends to be very challenging. The unemployment rate in the Arab community is at least 5 to 6 percentage points higher than the national average. Other immigrant communities, also face the challenge of, finding work. And the quintessential Canadian requirement for the so-called Canadian experience, which doesn't really mean anything. But, Canadian employers tend to be conservative and want people who are more familiar to them, or their educational background is more familiar to them. So that's I think, one of the biggest issues we've seen in terms of integration. But there's also the growing issue of, you know, Islamophobia being associated with, you know, negative images of terrorism and the Islamic State, so-called Islamic State, and so on and so forth, that can impact, you know, the ability of the person to integrate and find work and not face discrimination and so on.
Now, I understand you are familiar with some of the human rights issues people are facing here in Canada. Tell me a little about that. What's your position?
I'm a member of the Ontario Human Rights Commission.
And what are you seeing in terms of what are people in the Arab community experiencing? Is it a big problem?
I don't have specific data that would demonstrate, you know, accurately the picture. But there's been anecdotal evidence of women wearing the hijab, for instance, or wearing long dresses at work, facing discrimination based on the way they dress. You know, we've seen, you know, girls wanting to play soccer with the hijab, with the headscarf, being banned from the sport. There have been incidents like that. There have been incidents of harassment at work, you know, being associated with terrorists and called names like that, and these things have happened. Out there, we've seen incidents of vandalism on mosques, for instance.
What's happening at mosques?
Well, there have been a number of cases of vandalism in Quebec and Ontario, where, you know, there's been either graffiti or broken glass or attempt to burn a place, or there have been these kinds of events. I don't want to paint a bleak picture. It is not. You know, most Canadian Arabs are living comfortable, discrimination-free life. But these things do happen. There are those in Canadian society, as in any other society, who are intolerant, who are, you know, not so open to different people with different practices, hold negative stereotypes about them, and you know, who have tended to associate, you know, Islam with terrorism, despite the fact that it's a current, you know, a very small and radical movement right now that is in the name of Islam committing these kinds of the atrocities that are happening, say, in Iraq and Syria. So, you know, these images, negative images, do exist. It's what you find in the headlines. It's what you see on television and newspapers. The beheadings that have took place in Iraq recently, these are very harsh and negative images that, unfortunately, by some people, tend to paint an entire community, which, of course, you know, is not fair, and it's not Canadian. You know, this is a very tolerant and accepting society, and you know, we expect better from Canadians, but like I said, these things do happen.
Raja Khoury, thank you for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Kamal.